Evanoff Communications Online News Update.
It's 20 degrees in Brantford, 21 degrees in Hamilton, 19 degrees in Kitchener-Waterloo. I'm Ted Silver for Brian Sylvester. Canada's main stock index fell in late morning trading, weighed down by losses in the industrial and telecommunication sectors, while U.S. stock markets climbed higher. The S&P/TSX Composite Index was down 42.49 points, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up to 70.15 points, the S&P 500 Index up 20.65 points, the NASDAQ Composite was up 149.86 points, and the Canadian dollar traded for 72.36 cents U.S. compared with 72.31 cents on Friday. A new poll suggests nearly half of Canadians want to see the temporary foreign worker program scrapped. Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre recently proposed eliminating the program in response to high youth unemployment. The new Abacus Data online poll suggests support for eliminating the program is higher among younger age cohorts and in the Prairie provinces. Prime Minister Mark Carney has ruled out scrapping the program, but says it's part of a broader immigration policy review. Canadian industries affected by U.S. tariffs are expected to get their fair share of a recently announced $5 billion federal fund. Industry Minister Melanie Joly says how it will be divvied up still needs to be negotiated. She didn't give a specific dollar figure for how much the aluminum sector will get, but she says it's likely to receive hundreds of millions of dollars. A new trial has been ordered for three men convicted in the 2018 death of 26-year-old Nambi Ogba, who prosecutors alleged was randomly shot and killed while visiting a friend in North Etobicoke. Three men on trial for his murder were accused of randomly targeting someone to kill in the neighborhood as part of an ongoing gang rivalry. They were found guilty of first-degree murder by a jury in March of 2020. But more than 5 years after the verdict, Ontario's Court of Appeal has ordered a new trial on the grounds that there were insurmountable errors in the instructions the jury received regarding modes of participation. Ontario's police watchdog says it's investigating the death of a man who was tasered and handcuffed by Toronto police officers yesterday. The watchdog says the officers tasered the man and he was handcuffed and went into medical distress before he was pronounced dead at the scene. The Toronto Blue Jays, who fell 4-3 to the Yankees yesterday to lose 2 of 3 in the weekend series, still hold a 2-game lead in the American League East with 19 games left. They're off today. They'll open a 6-game homestand tomorrow, first with the Houston Astros and then a weekend set with the Baltimore Orioles. Clear skies tonight with fog patches developing overnight and a low of +4. Sunny tomorrow with a high of 23, sunny on Wednesday and a high of 26. Right now it's 20 degrees in Brantford, 21 in Hamilton, 19 degrees in Kitchener-Waterloo. I'm Ted Silver.